I'm going to call this meeting of the Annexation and Zoning Committee to order. It's 7:04 PM. In attendance, we have committee members, Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lukey, Doug Hanum is the chair, others present, we have Mark Fry, Mary Westfall, and Patrick Richardson as well. We have the mayor, law director, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford are all present as well, and a few members of the public. We have two agenda items tonight. One is a discussion of the sanitary sewer easements that were presented at the last council meeting. And then I want to just briefly introduce, as I shared with some of you by email, the concept of addressing minimum parking requirements going forward. I don't expect we're going to take much action on that tonight, but I do want to introduce it and start it moving forward. So the first item on the agenda is the easements that were presented to us at the last council meeting. And I had some concerns about those easements and had some additional questions about them that I thought we should talk about. Mr. Aller, I think there were three separate easements that were proposed. Is that right? Right. But there were three separate easements, and I was trying to follow the map on each of these. Because as my understanding, some of them are on the north side of Sylvania Avenue, correct? And some of them are on the south side. I was having trouble tracking those on the maps that were presented. Could you just briefly explain where the which is which? You're talking about today's agenda? Okay. And does that easement, where's that easement end? Does that easement end at the city boundary? Because I thought the city boundary was further down. I'm just curious about what the... Okay.
Oh, no, I take it back. The next parcel is in the city. The next parcel to the west is in the city. That's also in my pocket. They own the
That's the, so where it says point of commencement monument box found, you see that at the, along Sylvania Avenue, at the bottom of the, okay, that's, that, is that the end of the city? Do we know? You don't know, okay. Okay, so.
If the inspection line, I would sense, but.
Okay, then. Having trouble figuring this out exactly. 10C1 seems to be the parcel. Is that the parcel directly across the street?
Yes.
Use that same point of commencement, that ties them all together.
Okay, what? Okay.
I think.
Well, doesn't, I don't think so.
Is that?
That's a good comment.
Yeah.
Where is the, oh, there's the intersect, I see, look at the intersection of Silica Road, that's how you tie them together, right there.
Right, so that's the, where it says intersection of Silica Road and. Okay, so if we look at 10C3 and 10C1. Is the Silica Road right of way, that's in 10C1, is that on the, that's the east, the western edge of the Silica Road right of way? Is that your understanding? And 10C1?
10C1, the point of commencement.
Yeah.
Finding the box found.
Right.
Is the, on the center line of Silica Road right.
On the center line of, so that's in the middle of Silica Road.
Correct.
And so that kind of lines up with the, on 10C3, the spot intersection of Silica Road.
Right.
Okay.
And the sanitary sewer, but on 10C3, the sanitary sewer does extend a little further to the west, but you can see how the right of way comes back. There's two parcels, or the right of way is only 30 feet, so it's got a different. Like it's, on the east and west side.
Okay. And then the parcel, Timberstone Veterinary, does that end? Is that the parcel that ends at the end of the sanitary easement on 10C1?
Yes.
Okay, so then, the parcel on 10C2 extends beyond that parcel?
Yes, it extends beyond there, up 25 feet.
And that extension's unrelated to the veterinary clinic?
That's correct.
Okay.
That easement is the overserved property.
Right. Because your original memo of March 28th makes reference to, just makes reference to Timberstone Veterinary. But this will, this extension, this easement would provide for further extension. Okay. And what parcel is that serving? An existing one? What are they currently using for sanitary service, do you know?
I do not.
Okay. So the easements for 10C1 and 10C3 are for the purpose of serving the veterinary clinic, right? Okay.
Can you repeat that, 10C1 and 10C3, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but how does the sewer line get across the avenue? Are we running it diagonally through the intersection?
They're born underneath the road.
Diagonally across the intersection?
No, it'd be straight across. It'd come straight across over the...
Does that happen east of Silica Road then?
No. Well, let's see, if you take a look at 10C3, the sewer actually, because of the right of way, you don't need these areas further to the left.
Oh, okay, I see the right of way is there.
Yeah, it jumps out.
Across it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the sewer actually extends further to the west than just these easement parcels.
Easements that get across that narrow part of the right of way, but once they get that property west of the, well, at the intersection of Silica Road, they're back in the right of way.
Correct.
I got it, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. I didn't understand the drawings before. Okay, well, I mean, my concern is the general one, and that is, I'm always concerned about expending, extending our liability and extending our services beyond city boundaries. I just want to inform council that I've had, and we can fill you in on, we've had some discussions with the owners of the Timberstone Veterinary Clinic about the possibility of annexing into the city. Had some discussions with legal counsel. We have put folks from the administration in touch with them as well to see whether that might be possible. There are a number of things there that look promising. As of today, I have not heard a definitive resolution of that discussion. John, if you want to talk about that, we'd be happy to hear.
I'm John McHugh. I live at 6751 Convent Boulevard, and I practice at 5580 Monroe Street. So I'm in two positions with the inside the city of Sylvania. And I represent, in this particular case, it is the Silicon Valley LLC. Timberstone Veterinary is the business which will operate the veterinary clinic, but it has no interest in title to the property. This was in many instances similar, we think, to Chelsea Sullinger's landing the plane on the Hudson River. This building was, this entire project was undertaken because of the sale of the veterinary clinic on Holland, Sylvania Avenue. The three women entrepreneurs who worked there hoped to establish their own business in Sylvania and went to Sylvania City, or to Sylvania Township after they were unable to find any suitable location in the city of Sylvania with which to build. Sylvania Township was remarkably resourceful in assisting in that development, and their courtesies and professionalism was exceeded only by that from Mr. Shaw and Mr. Aller here, who have worked with us as we have attempted to bring that plane down without any casualties. And we think we have done so. The basic notion behind it is to put ourselves in a position where small but very successful professional veterinary clinic in the area. And as you said, Mr. Hanum, you and I have spoken. Mr. Sanford and I have spoken. And I have indicated to both of you the absolute willingness of all three of the owners of the veterinary clinic to look very hard at the proposal that the city of Sylvania has extended in terms of the economic advantages that might be available, the tax reduction that might be available. And I think you have played what might be a trump card in suggesting that perhaps avoidance of sidewalks from nowhere to nowhere might be an economic incentive for these ladies as they start their business. Being a resident of the city of Toledo, I'm not uninformed about the disputes that we have with annexation. And the three ladies here who are starting their business want to get that business open as quickly as they can. And the commitment they've authorized me to make to this council, and I made it to Mr. Sanford here, is that we will take a very hard but a very fair look at the advantages of annexation. This property is also in an enterprise zone, so there are some competitive factors that are influencing it. But our basic sense is the call to evaluate this seemed to us to come a little bit late. I understand certainly the position of the city of Sylvania and your questions about liability and extending city services and maintaining responsibility. But I'm afraid that perhaps we, by my not being here earlier, led the council to believe that maybe we were still in the formative stages of this project. And in fact, through the assistance of everybody who was involved, all governmental agencies, whether it was Sylvania Township, whether it was the city of Sylvania, whether it was the Toledo-Lucas County Planning Commission, whether it was the Lucas County Engineer, everybody worked together so that we could get this project up and running, and we're hoping to have a late spring open. And our concern now is that we really have the building almost constructed. The veterinary clinic is almost ready to go, but we are now reverse engineering this because of the delay, in the sense that we now have to try to keep the crews busy and do the work on the parking lot and build everything else while we got the sewer coming across, which creates a great deal of engineering and construction difficulties because there's opportunities to correct problems at the end, but we're working backwards as we go forward. So our request is very simply to let us proceed as we were assured that it would proceed. Worked arm in arm with both Mr. Shaw and Mr. Allen in terms of not only the language of the easements, but have expended considerable money in purchasing the easements and in making sure some of my brothers at the bar were well compensated for their review of the easements. So we hope to go forward, get the facility built, be able to service those people who have veterinary needs in the community, and then we will sit down with Mr. Sanford and with anybody who designates. And we'll look at it and we'll compare it. And if it makes sense, we can certainly speak to the city of Sylvania and consider annexation. But I'm not in a position at this juncture to offer those three ladies and their businesses up to take the bullet at this stage of the game where they really didn't have any idea that this might be a requirement. And after they have expended considerable capital with their bank, this is about $1.3 million, $1.4 million project. We've been able to get it financed, get it constructed, everything is ready to start. And we certainly, as any small business, can't countenance the delay that may be occasioned by, or the loss that might be occasioned by the delay that will be sustained. So I'm here to tell you, we will work for you, with you in good faith. If it's the better deal, we are more likely than not to accept it. But the ladies at this juncture firmly believe that this is, to their perspective, So I know it's hard to come into the city and suggest that it stay its hands when it comes to opportunities to bring other property into the city. But I suspect that done the right way with the right incentives, it not only provides the opportunity for this property, but also for the Stanson property immediately to the west. But I'm not here to speak on that behalf.
Well, John, I know you feel like this was late in the game. You know, the first time, as I mentioned to you, the first time I heard about this easement was 2 weeks ago today.
Yes.
And I think I talked with you on Wednesday following, either Tuesday or Wednesday following the, actually, I think it was the day after our last meeting, if I recall correctly. I'd have to go back and check my notes. I have them. But I,
your cell phone number encouraged me to call.
I did. And we made available, you know, folks from the administration. And I'd like, and, you know, we remain available. And frankly, I'm perfectly willing to expedite these discussions and see where we are, and see if and see where your owners are, and whether they're willing to have those discussions. I haven't heard from you since I think last middle of last week or so. I don't know what's the thinking is, but I don't want to. It's not my intention to delay anything. We're willing to expedite those discussions and see where we stand. And I think, I don't think that's unreasonable. We're here to represent, obviously, a constituent base. We have some issues that have highlighted for us the importance of annexation for us going forward in the near term. I don't have to review all those with you. They're all a matter of public record. But
so, we'd like to
know where we stand on this. And I would like to know where we stand on this. I have lots of questions for Leslie that I haven't pursued in 2 weeks because I knew we were going to have these discussions. So maybe the question to ask you is, what kind of time frame do you think your clients need to consider the advantages of annexing this particular, and I was only focusing on the timber, because 2 weeks ago the only property that I knew that was involved was the Timberstone Veterinary Clinic, the one parcel. And I kind of come to realize that there's other parcels involved as well, but we can talk about those separately. So what kind of time frame do you think as I indicated to you when we talked, and I think Bill and Leslie, you know, are willing to expedite this and get you the information you need, and you know, I'd like to see that move forward before we act on these easements.
Very reasonable approach, and if we were not at the point where we had building up and we had $1.3 million in a project, then I would say that makes perfect sense. My fear, quite frankly, is that if we don't come to an agreement, then it would certainly be within council's prerogative not to accept the easements, at which point we would have a building in which three four residents of the city of Sylvania made a substantial economic commitment. And they very well could feel, and in fact do feel, that it's not a discussion at that point. It says, we'd like you to do this, we'd like you to do this, and if you don't, then the investment you made would not be realized to your significant loss.
Well, John, I don't want to mislead you. I do want them to come into the city. But I'm not conditioning, at this point, I'm not conditioning our action on anything. I've not in a position to do that. Don't want to do that. But I would like to have, I would like to, I think the fact that we haven't acted on the easements encourages an expeditious consideration of the situation that we have and what we're offering. And if, and if, and if that doesn't answer or doesn't work out, then we'll know that and we'll act accordingly.
John, just a second, Mr. Hannum, I respect your point of view. Are you going to let the rest of the committee have
comments? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this seems to be going on a bit, and I just wonder if we could move to that point fairly soon.
Okay, well,
We understand your point. We certainly do. Mr. McHugh does as an attorney.
I just want to make sure that council understands that we have, the city has offered to be as expeditious as possible on this. And I wanted to make sure, Mr. McHugh.
No, you're offering to be as expeditious as possible.
No, I've talked with Bill and Leslie and the mayor about all of this. It's not just, in fact, I stepped away from it because it wasn't my deal to do. So.
I'd like to. Oh,
this wasn't me. Okay. It's in the hands of the administration.
I'm looking forward to hearing from them.
Okay. So, Mark, you have some. Go ahead.
I do. You know, I certainly understand your good intention to make.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh, okay.
To make sure that the city leverages every opportunity to provide services to a new business with an aggressive effort to achieve annexation, right, of that parcel. I think we are at a point with the project that was begun with, as far as I understand it, all of the permitting in place, all of the approvals in place from our city staff to build a new business in our broad Sylvania community, right? I understand it's not in the city, but it's certainly adding to the economic growth of our town. I absolutely agree with the notion that every new project should be rigorously reviewed and perhaps even made to understand that annexation is a requirement for getting new services as we move forward, all right? I have to say that I believe the status of the project was misstated to us 2 weeks ago. I think we were led to believe that it was just maybe breaking ground or a little bit out of the ground. I was shocked when I drove by there the next day and saw that it was probably 80% done. And there was a sign out front that said we're opening in June. Right? That's not what we were told. I have to admit that I'm coming at this from the perspective of somebody who started and owned a small business, right? When you start a new small business, you run a small business, conserving available capital is typically and often a matter of time. And as time goes by, that capital diminishes rather quickly. So I'm sensitive to the owner's status and situation at this point. So I totally understand, Doug, what you're saying. I'd like to hear what the administration's position is on this. But I really feel that we're doing a disservice to both the reputation of the city and the potential benefit from our broader community to have these people start their business here if we delay this any longer. I mean, time really becomes critical. The way we're structured, unless we're planning a special meeting to deal with this in the next 2 weeks, nothing's going to happen for another 2 weeks. And that time really does become money for an investor, for a small business investor. So you're the chairman. You can call whatever vote you wish, but I want to just let you know, A, that I'd like to hear what the administration has to say about this directly, and then B, will not be supporting the proposal to delay this further. So, Mayor, is it up to you or Kevin to speak to this at this point?
I'll let Kevin start. The administration was aware of this project all along, but politically it did become an issue until 2 weeks ago. Mr. Adler, from an engineering standpoint, what's your status?
From an engineering standpoint, it's the project is essentially ready to go. We've worked through several iterations of easement language to get it to an acceptable point where the city is the receiver, if you will, of the easement. And that's required because the sections that are within this easement will become public sewer. And since it's within our sewer service area, we're the entity that the easement is required to be with. So, from a construction plan standpoint, it's complete and ready to go.
All right, I'll take the conversation
from there. The mayor was not aware that an annexation was possible on this project until Mr. Hanum brought it to my attention during a council meeting. And in those 2 weeks, I thought that Mr. McHugh would be able to move his client to move ahead with the annexation. I don't know what bargaining you seem to feel is to come. Mr. Sanford has brought to you the advantages to being in the city. It just seems like you don't want to be pushed to be annexed, so you'd rather delay the project than to make a decision now. What is the problem? What is holding you and your client back from making the right decision? Is there some part of the negotiation you're unclear about?
No.
Then what is the problem?
The problem is that we are looking to determine what are the economic benefits from participation in the economic zone and what is available from the city.
Do we have that information, Mr. Sanford?
From the city.
Okay. Why don't you have the other part of it? You've had 2 weeks to do this.
All right. Well, we have been attending to this. Part of the difficulty is the ladies have taken a well-deserved vacation. As we work through this, we're simply taking the position, Mr. Mayor, that if your deal is such a good deal, it's more likely than not that we will accept it.
And that's not good enough.
Well,
if you want to have the city sewer, you need to agree to annex. Whether it's a few dollars not as good or a few dollars better, that's not the deciding point.
Well, if that were the case, and I understand that from your position, if that were the case, why didn't the city of Sylvania tell us publicly and tell everybody publicly?
I accept full responsibility for that.
How am I going to put any responsibility?
Well, I am taking it because it wasn't an issue for me until 2 weeks ago. But this has been fixable for the past 2 weeks. This council doesn't meet for another 3 weeks. And I don't understand why you haven't made more progress in that time than to stand up there and say, we're going to bicker over a few dollars rather than do what's right. Your clients are going to save money by coming into the city. They're going to save on property tax. They're already paying the income tax, and the utility rates are going to go down. But to put me over a barrel and say, you have to agree to give us what we want, and then maybe we'll decide to annex. That's not a tolerable situation.
Well,
I have been taken down that road in the past, and I won't tolerate it again.
Well, let's just look at the circumstances of what you said to me. You're saying that I'm holding you hostage by saying approve it, and then we'll decide. That's not what I said. But that is what we have heard back from the city of Sylvania, and that is, unless you annex, we may not accept the easement, you may not be able to use the sanitary sewer, and you may have to pursue another alternative. And this is after we've already spent more than $1.2 million, $1.3 million. Now, if somebody had simply said to us ahead of time, this is our policy, this is it, then we would do that. And we haven't done that yet. I'm not here, and my clients are not here to speak in favor of the township. They're not here to speak in antagonism to the city. But what they're saying is, we're on the line for $1.3 million. We've proceeded in good faith with everybody throughout this process. We were not in any way informed that there might be any risk. And now that we are maybe 6 to 8 weeks away from opening, being told, unless you annex, you can't go forward.
If you agree, you can move forward.
Yes.
Why can't you make that decision? Why can't you advise your clients that that's the right decision to make?
Because my clients have a financial analysis that they need to do, which is beyond my ken. And my clients may take a recommendation from me, but as every client has the right to choose whether to follow that or not, there has been considerable effort made by Sylvania Township to assist these ladies in developing their business. And they're not about at this very last moment to sit there and say, okay, we'll be held up.
Well, that's exactly what they are saying. By deciding not to annex, they're saying they are going to be held up.
No, sir, that what they've said, only if you impose that condition, what they have actually said.
I can't impose it. Only these seven people around the table can do that, and you should know that. And it was brought to my attention by one of the seven. And so I'm stating what the city's policy on this is. The fact that they didn't hear about it earlier, I accept full responsibility. I'm not going to hold Mr. Aller or my law director responsible for that. But to say that 2 weeks or the next 3 weeks will not work for your clients to open in June does not add up to me time-wise. You're just dodging it.
No, I'm not dodging it, and you may very well have a better experience than I do on that as an architect, and I'm a lawyer. But I know what the contractors have said to me in terms of what is needed to get this project along. And what is needed is to be able to build this in the way that they are proposing.
And I'm in full agreement with that. But you're not making the decision necessary to move it ahead. You are holding it up.
Well, it's
then your clients are holding it up.
My clients, yes, they have made that decision, and they've decided that until they're able to look at everything and consider everything and evaluate the options, that they shouldn't be held hostage.
That does not take weeks to do. Mr. Hanum has agreed as a member of council to do it. Greg, we would have done it in the last 2 weeks. My economic development director will take care of it as soon as we have somebody to talk to. But you don't return calls.
Well, that's not true. That's not true, Mr. Mayor. And I'm afraid you're letting our personal dispute affect your decision.
I don't know what personal dispute.
We certainly have no personal dispute, and you know, I didn't learn about this until 2 weeks ago. And so, when it came to me, I did whatever to
do about you and me. And I don't think there's anything to dispute, anyways. I don't know why you even bring such a thing up. You're just looking for excuses.
Yes, when you tell me what I should know and what I should do, I do take on that. I spoke with Mr. Hanum immediately after this action took place. I spoke with Mr. Stanford. I reviewed what he proposed to us. There are a number of issues that have to be considered, and to suggest that, you know, this thing will be done immediately when we've been on this project for more than a year. And have not heard any suggestion that there was anything that might be a cause of delay. Seems to me manifestly unfair, especially when we have that kind of money involved and committed to the project.
Well, John, I'm sorry you feel like it's manifestly unfair. You know, it was brought, to my attention literally 2 weeks ago in the council meeting when I know we do a lot of this kind of thing. And it wasn't until, and shame on me, it wasn't until we were in council that I realized what the issue was there. But I have tried to be available and worked hard with the administration to make sure they'd be available. And I'm committed to do that in the next couple of weeks so we can get this resolved. And we can know where we are. And if the decision is that you're not prepared to annex, we can make a decision accordingly. If you are, I think that issue goes away. But we're having, it's a bigger issue than your business for me. I understand. You know, I mean, I don't want to mess with small business. I'm sure you would laugh at the fact that I'm involved in a small business too, but just because I have 250 lawyers doesn't mean that the decisions, small decisions about construction projects directly impact my economic well-being too. So I understand their point of view. I don't want to hold them up, which is one of the reasons why I worked hard with the administration right out of the box to make sure that we got that information to you. So I would, you know, is this something you think we can resolve in the next 3 weeks or not? Or sooner, if, you know, I'd be willing to, you know, if we can resolve it sooner, I'd be willing to do a special meeting. But, you know, what is your time frame?
My focus and my time frame is to get that building up and running.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is you have a, I'm trying to give you a different focus, okay? And if you, and the focus is how quickly can we get, you know, we've offered meetings, we've offered to meet with your clients, meet with you, and get this information out on the table, make sure we understand what their concerns are. You know, if they have legitimate concerns, you know, I think that weighs into my decision. So right now, where I am is I don't have what I consider, and I'm just speaking for me, I don't have a current sufficient basis of information to act on your request. But I'm willing to work hard and meet with you and meet with your clients, and I know the administration is willing as well to meet with you and your clients to have those discussions and understand where we are and to do that expeditiously. You know, I assume your clients are back from vacation.
Well, my clients are not. They're in Florida.
And will they be back from vacation? Okay, that's Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's 6 days from now. Be perfectly happy to set something up.
But Mr. Hedem, I think that's generally a reasonable proposal. The difficulty that is presented is we're in a position where we're in a catch-22 with respect to continued construction. That's what it is.
I didn't do that to you.
Signed on a very substantial promissory note that are now running a risk, a significant risk of default. And that's why I've said to you, let's move forward. I'm not trying to be disingenuous. I'm saying these ladies are liable on this note. And they have built that facility in reliance upon what they were told by the city.
Okay, I think we're plowing old ground. And does the other, yes. Well, I'm not going to move to admit to act on these easements tonight.
Do you have the ability to not have a vote on this, or do we have to act tonight at least to take it? I mean, can we just let this sit without any action from
you? You can let it sit without taking action. However, I have another option for City Council to consider. That's to accept these easements, allow the construction to proceed, and then in 3 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever their client has necessary to do it, before we actually grant the tap, we still have leverage to grant the tap or not. And that might be the way to meet their schedule for construction and for decision making. It does mean that they're putting more dollars in the ground, but they're way past the point of turning back anyways. So I think that might be the more reasonable approach. We would dispute the tap, and then we'd probably all go to court over it, yes.
Okay.
but at least that way there's still an opportunity to proceed in a timely way and give them the opportunity for decision-making.
I think that's ludicrous for us to take three young entrepreneurs who put their names on a bank note and play basically roulette with the decision-making that the administration and council would put in place 3 weeks from now. Where are the other committee members here? What do my colleagues think about this?
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing from Mr. McHugh, and maybe it's just an extra sense, because you may not have said what I'm feeling that you said. These ladies do not want to be in the city of Sylvania. That's what I'm hearing in between the lines, because they've been treated so nicely by the Sylvania Township, and that you mentioned some enterprise zone or something. I don't know what that means. I assume it benefited them. And the township helped them get that?
To answer your questions right in the real quick order.
Yeah.
They have not made the decision that they do not want to be annexed.
Okay.
They do feel that the township has gone out of the backwards.
Right. They feel obligated. Okay, go ahead.
And number two, the enterprise zone, as I understand it, is not a township, but maybe even wider than that.
A county thing?
County.
Okay. So they
this
don't.
This is the first we've heard of that, by the way.
Okay. So they've got a break from the county. They've been treated royally by the township, and now they need a sewer. And so 2 weeks ago, it was brought to our attention that we can either stop them like that or go ahead and grant these ordinances and hope that they will decide to come with us, even though we've kind of thrown this little wrench in and made their life a little more miserable. I don't see them doing that if we grant these. I'm thinking this is my common sense. This isn't any brain power here. This is just kind of
I think you're right on the money and you're spot on in what it is. I think any of these women who are using any degree of financial judgment, they're going to say, all right, we're going to have to annex to the city of Sylvania. We cannot afford to take that risk. And that is or is not a decision that they may be happy with, but they may not be able to make any other choice. And our issue with that is, what are the longer term implications of that for them in this area? We don't know. Mr. Sanford has provided me with a form where there's a number of estimates that are going to be made. Mr. Hainer has provided me with some information about how the city police force provision for city policing would be deducted from the taxes. And I have every reason to believe that what he said about the sidewalks report. It's at the point, however, where I don't mean to use a word that is offensive, but wouldn't it have been much better if we had known that this was the position before we committed to this very aggressive step? And if the decision of the council is, maybe you should have known. We'll do everything we can to help you do it. The way I see it, the option is either annex or do something else. And if that is the position that the council takes, I will certainly regret that. But anybody, no lawyer worth his salt would allow his clients to put $1 million plus investments at risk to get into a dispute between the township and the city, where both have legitimate propositions to advance. So we may be the sacrificial lamb.
I have a question for the administration. Is it feasible to pass this basis that they accept annexation, that we would not need to wait for 3 weeks. If we pass the, allow the easement, you know, if the legislature says something allowing the easement basis them accepting annexation, that way the moment they accept the annexation, this is done, and we don't have to wait for another vote, that's when we can do it.
Yes, you can make that, you can make the grant of the easement condition on annexation.
Yeah, that's an option then, to at least speed up the timeline.
So for me, I feel like I don't really get what was happening in the last 2 weeks. I admit this is a bad situation. There's a lot of, like, wrong things that happen. But if it was me, if I was building that building and somebody said that to me, I'd be like, I'd be on a plane back from Florida signing the documents. If it was, I mean, that's, like, I'm not going to sit, I don't even know how I would be sitting at a beach right now thinking about my property not opening because it doesn't have a sewer. I would have scheduled a meeting, like, so fast to get this figured out. So I don't get that last 2 weeks. And it's easy for us to schedule another meeting. I mean, if we could say, hey, let's meet with your clients tomorrow or the next day, and then we'll schedule it. I mean, we don't want to hold these people up. Like, I feel terrible about this bad situation. But I feel like something's missing somewhere.
No, it's not missing, except that these women have both lived with this tension for the last 8 months as they have gone through each step to try to secure the approvals to do what they were told would happen.
So why not just finish that last step? Just sign the paper annex, be done with it, come back to Florida.
For clarification, you said that they were told, this has been brought up, I mean, were you told that these easements were guaranteed to be granted, or how, for the sewer?
No, sir. We were never told that they would be granted. Mr. Shaw worked hand in hand with us in terms of this and said that what will happen is that these will be presented to council and more likely than not will be approved. He used no words of guarantee. He basically said, we have reviewed this, we have found it to be acceptable. He was working with us because of the time deadline that he was aware we were under. And I don't think Mr. Shaw or Mr. Aller had anything other than the best of faith suggesting to us that once we got all the signatures done, we got the legal descriptions, we got the drawings, that we would be moving forward. And to your point, I don't, it's always difficult to bargain your point in a public forum, but I think your proposal is probably the most spot on one, and that is Sylvania has made it plain what its intentions are. Condition the approval and acceptance of the easement signs.
Yeah.
Mr. Hainem, may I ask a few just clarifying questions for Mr. Aller? Since I'm not on the committee.
Yeah, go ahead. I had some questions to ask Mr. Aller as well. So go ahead.
Acceptance of the easement does not require construction, correct?
That's correct.
These easements would still be good in the future regardless of what ultimately ends up happening, whether this parcel annexes into the city or not, correct?
Yes.
I'm assuming that since we're having this long conversation that these parcels can in fact be annexed into the city geographically. Is that correct, Mrs. Branning? How long would it take? Let's assume that we decided to proceed this evening, Mr. Aller. How long would it take before construction on the sewer would be initiated?
I would guess that they probably have materials and everything ready to go. Material delivery would be the largest delay.
So a week, 10 days,
a week
tomorrow?
It could likely be tomorrow.
The contracting crew has been at least placed on notice that there was a possibility that city council might act tonight and be ready to proceed tomorrow.
So your thought process then is that if we accept the easement, but it's our contract, Mr. Aller, that says go forward or no go?
No,
It's their contract.
It's their contract, correct. We don't have, we have no contractual arrangement with any of the contractors on this, on the project.
So who bores the street?
Their contractor.
Okay.
Do we inspect that, or do we do anything in regard to that?
We inspect it. Yeah, we'll be on site inspecting and making sure that it goes in according to our standards. But we have no contractual obligation with anybody on the project.
Once this is constructed, do, if there's a problem with the sewer, who's responsible for addressing it?
That would be 2 years
from now.
That would be us. That would be the city.
Do we put in the sewer, 10 years from now, there's a problem with the sewer, it's our responsibility to fix it?
Correct.
Doug, just one more question of Mr. Allert or the mayor. Have there been instances in recent history, let's say the last 3 to 5 years, where a similar request came to council for a similar easement on a parcel that was outside the city but would be eligible for annexation to the city? What has the practice been on these kinds of requests up to now? I know where we put in sewers on the basis of annexation. What's that street over over by Whiteford, Arbor Way? Okay.
Do we have anything else to discuss tonight at this time?
Leslie, we always know that annexations take a long time. So they, because it has to go to the county and all of that, but we would be able to move forward?
That would be, we could write some language.
Without that, okay.
We could write some language into the easement that would permit them to move forward while the annexation process was
working its way through the system. Okay.
Most annexations we do are opposed by the township to one degree or another. So that's pretty common. And the place that would, and that all that information would be, I mean, there's a process that goes through the county, and
yes,
that's where that would be heard.
But if for any reason, if there is a resistance or an opposition, if the ladies chose to do that under the circumstances, is there then the risk that even if they make that petition, their project will be significantly delayed because of the annexation? I would much rather, again...
Not that I know of.
But
you're a lawyer, too, so...
Yes. Well, thank you. And we try to predict what's likely to happen. And, as I probably mentioned to the point of order, this project is starting to cost a lot of money. You get interest-free loans while you're in construction, but once you pass that construction phase, then the bank starts to expect payments of both principal and interest. We could have a serious problem with regard to the project going forward, and that's why I've come here to...
Well, if you want to detail that, that would be something we would certainly consider. I'm not going to guess. I don't want to guess about that.
Are you inclined to support the project going forward so that the women are not placed at risk of being in the middle of a fight between the two governmental entities where they risk the
If they're prepared to, if they're prepared to sign the necessary annexation documents, we'd be prepared, I'd be prepared to move forward. There are only certain things we can do. Okay. We can approve the easement, or we cannot. Okay. We can't approve the annexation until way down the road. So, but you know, this is a, this is an ongoing significant issue for the city. We're, and I've tried to expedite this, as much as possible. And I think you've heard that we're prepared to expedite this going forward. So tonight, so the issue tonight would be, whether we are prepared as a council to act as an, on an emergency measure on these proposed easements. I'll tell you, I'm not prepared to move on these easements, but I'm just one vote. I would like to, what I'd rather do in the next couple of weeks is have these discussions and see where they are and understand fully what the, I mean, you have raised a lot of horribles, okay, none of which are substantial or substantiated, okay? You have raised them. You have raised them, but you've raised them all as potential things that could happen, not things that were going to happen, okay? It would be good to know what things really were going to happen, what really was at issue, before we make this important decision. And, you know, it's, you're talking about, you know, we're talking about days and weeks. Kevin, it's not going to, how long is it going to take to install that sewer once you do that boring? I mean, that's a construction issue. I know that's not what we do. Okay, and in 2 weeks, and then in return for which the city will take on a perpetual obligation to maintain that sewer. So when you think about it in that standpoint, you know, a week or two delay to understand what we're getting into, okay? And it's been a two-week delay. I wish more had happened in the last 2 weeks. You know, I think it was clear to you, I hoped we would have this resolved before tonight. You know, I will, I'd still like to get it resolved. And if we're not, and if we're not going to get it resolved, I want to know why. And not based on speculation, but based on actual facts. So,
To be fair, the parties who really ought to make that decision are the ones who will significantly bear that economic cost, which are the women who are involved.
Well, excuse me, we're going to bear a significant economic cost as well in terms of assuming the obligation to maintain that sewer indefinitely. So we have our own economic considerations as well.
And not to say that you don't. What I'm wondering is, given those circumstances, that is the question from the question, is would the council be prepared to say to these women, you can meet your deadlines, you can move forward, all you need to do is sign a petition for annexation, and we will accept the easements.
John, we're not here to hold anybody hostage. We're here to make intelligent decisions on the easements based upon the facts, not the speculation. So if they were annexing into the city, that would be a fact. It's not the only fact. And don't litigate this with me, okay? I know what's going on. Stop it. I want to make this decision. I don't want to litigate the issue with you. If you don't want to come into the city, we will act in a timely manner. But I want to know what the facts are, and that's why we tried to put you together with the administration very early on, 2 weeks ago. And frankly, you know, we haven't heard much. So get us some facts, and we'll make a decision. At least then I'll be in a position to make a decision. I'm just one person, but I'm here to represent, you know, 19,000 people in the city. We have, this is a significant issue for us, and I know it's a significant issue for your three people, for your three clients. I'm not trying to, and I'm not here to make life difficult for them, okay? And exactly the opposite. You know, I think we can significantly benefit them by bringing them into the city, and we're trying, and I've tried to, not that I ever push anybody to do anything, but I have tried to encourage our administration to be responsive to you, and I think they have been. So if you have additional questions and additional issues, additional facts to bring to the table, I'll certainly consider those.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Council, thank you very much for your purposes. Mr. Mayor? Excuse me.
Well, John, that's in our statute. It's in the statute, so if you weren't advised of it, it's because you didn't read the statute. Absolutely.
Excuse me. John, I have heard several good ideas around the dais tonight. Mr. Richardson had a solution for this. The mayor had a solution for this. It does not seem to me that those solutions are going to be addressed in committee. I think we can address them in council. And so I'd like to make a motion to move this, to send this to council for further consideration and modification.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 This meeting of the Zoning and Annexation Committee stands adjourned at 8:12.